Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Fotify, and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The July issue is out now, focusing on franchising in the wellness and personal care space. There's a nice column in here, too, by our friend Don Abamondi about owning your own health and wellness business and how that gives you a path to being a healthier and happier you. So check that out today at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. Joining me once again is our friend Angela Cote. What's going on, Angela?
Hey, oh my gosh, I was just thinking, like, ever since I started my own podcast, I haven't had this awesome opportunity to go on your podcast. It's like a nice little flashback.
You've been too busy for me with all of your podcasts and video casts and round tables and these groups that you're doing that I totally want to dive into today. But first and foremost, give us a little update. How's business up in the northwest part of our continent?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know what, it's fantastic. I definitely obviously sympathize with so many people right now that are struggling, and my heart goes out to people that are. I've been pretty fortunate for a number of reasons, but really I think when situations like this happen, you know, I was listening to Simon Sinek a little bit today, and it was about the infinite mindset, which anybody that's listening that was at the IFA conference, you know, just in February there, we learned all about the infinite mindset. And I think I've been blessed with it or kind of figured it out or something along the way, like rather than, you know, looking at this as a crisis, how can we do things differently? You know, and that's kind of actually, you know, right. I mean, even the week that the pandemic, when it became really clear, like, holy smokes, this is like the shock was just starting to hit, which would have been for me, it was like around March 16th.
Yeah.
I looked back at my calendar and I actually hosted three round tables for franchisors that week. I don't remember, like, I don't even remember doing that, but I think what happened was my clients were in panic mode, and as much as I wanted to get on calls with them and help them, they were just so all hands on deck, and it was like, well, what can I do for people? And so, you know, just tried to jump in and do something. And so that's just kind of the start of me hosting these roundtables. But, and I didn't mean to go straight there, but just to kind of speak to how this has affected me, you know, it's been more of a like, well, how can we do things differently now instead of, you know, panicking? And I know we don't need to go all the way down that path. There's been enough talk about COVID and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's a good path to go down as far as you are practicing what you always preach to everyone, including me, about just do something. Right. Just do it. Just light something up.
So I guess I got through to you. I didn't realize that you even,
you've heard me say that. Yeah. I think, you know, and I started something around the same time of getting a few groups of people who we all know and we work with, some franchisors, some people who are suppliers and marketers and consultants and other things in this franchise industry. And just getting people together for a quick chat once a week. And that's kind of rolled into a whole life of its own as well. But I think what you and I both did is just do something. You know, I think if you have business partners, if you have clients, if you have potential franchisees, whoever you're dealing with regularly, if they don't have someone to go to talk about what's going on with their business right now, they are going to flounder, right? They are going to just not know where to go. They're going to probably just fade away. And I think one of the things that I've seen with all of the roundtables you've been doing and these new groups that you're launching is keeping people who are, you know, we use that term in business by yourself, or in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Yes, and I think you're really kind of, you're really helping people with that, because they are in business for themselves. But right now in this crazy era, you really can't be in business completely by yourself. So tell me a little bit more about these roundtables that you've been doing since March before we get into kind of the new groups that you're forming.
Sure. Well, you know, I've just always, like you were hitting on it right there, the value of collaboration, right? I've just always believed that there's an African proverb I put on social media recently, and it's like, alone we can go fast, but we can go fast alone, but we can, I'm not chopping it up right now, but together we can go far.
Yeah. Yeah. And, if you want to go, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone.
There you go.
If you want to go far, go together.
Together. Right. Thank you. Yes. And so, you know, when you think of COVID aside, when you think about franchising, it's all about leveraging the collective wisdom of people. And it's interesting when we think, you know, here we are as franchisors giving our franchisees all this opportunity. Well, you should be if you're not, but, you know, opportunity to hint, action step, but opportunity to leverage that, you know, hey, we're all business owners. We're all doing the same business as franchisees, you know, get those people together. And, you know, I'm always, urging my franchisor clients to ensure that they're doing a lot of that in holy smokes, especially of course during crisis situations. But it's also though, like, wait a minute, what about the franchisors? You know, how can get the collective wisdom of their peers and come together? And I mean, during COVID, it's what's been really interesting. So I, you know, I started these roundtables, just like you said, just do something. I just started. And when I look back, it's interesting to see there were like five people or six, and now there's some regulars, and there's maybe, I've had over 20 people on the call. And it's interesting to see the people that take advantage of that. And then there's other people that don't. And I think, oh my gosh, you know, you're missing out. Like, there is some really good content that people are sharing with each other, resources, everything in these roundtables. So it's really the model of franchising is what I'm trying to kind of facilitate here, is let's bring people together, just like franchisees come together.
Yeah. And I think we can't, especially in times like these, we can't just depend upon the sort of established organizations. And yes, IFA and CFA, I'm talking about you guys, because they are stretched so far right now. I mean, they've had some great webinars, and they do a great job of kind of, you know, keeping the community alive. But without the events that people are used to going to, you know, every month or couple of months, without those events and some of the other resources that these associations and organizations have, we can't just always depend upon, you know, some organization that we're a member of to just, you know, keep the industry alive. So
and webinars, think, like, we can't depend on webinars. Are fantastic. I, you know, God bless the CFA and the IFA and all the, anybody else, Springboard, you know, who's been putting out great webinars. But there's the human element, right? The building of relationships and the trust building, and in franchising, we are all about that. Right. And so, now I will confess, these other groups that were you mentioned that we're going to talk about, they were on my radar pre-COVID to bring franchisors together because of the pain point of franchisors feeling lonely, and even when they did go to conferences, sometimes feeling kind of alone, especially if they're early or new to the game or new to going to conferences. And so they kind of feel alone at the conference. They might feel alone in their day-to-day hustle. But of course, when COVID hit, it was like, oh my gosh, like, this is like even more prevalent that we need this.
Yeah.
So webinars are fantastic, but what's been missing, you know, with especially COVID, is the opportunity to build trusting relationships and having somebody that you can reach out to that already know, like, it's great. Franchising is amazing. Everybody gives back. So it's, you know, to each other, it's so incredible. But if you might say somebody's sort of an informal mentor, I can call them and ask them questions, but if they aren't up to date on what you're doing in your day-to-day business, they can't help you the same as somebody that's been,
right,
you've been building a relationship with and knows.
Right. Or someone who can ask you, hey, that thing you were talking about last week, how did that go? Before we get to the accountability stuff, I want to go back to what you were saying about the loneliness factor, because I think one of the biggest things that we all miss at these conferences, and by miss, I mean that we do poorly, is not looking out for those people who come for the first time or the second time and they don't know anyone. Mm-hmm. No, I think, you know, you and I know everybody, right? Between the two of us, I think we know 6,000 people in France.
Yeah.
But there was a time, the first time I showed up at an IFA event, I knew a grand total of two people in the entire place. And one of them I didn't like so much. So, you know, I had to go out there and you know, say hello to a lot of strangers. And for
you're
some
a
people,
confident person, and I am. But what about the people that are more introverted?
There's a lot of people who just hate that, and they would rather not come back a second time. And
yeah,
I think,
so they go back to their hotel. I've seen this. Yeah. I've actually with my own clients said, you know, what are you doing tonight? And they're like, I'm in my, like, I'll text them and they're in their room because they didn't have anybody saying, hey, come out to this thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So I really want to create that community of, and you're right, we all should be doing this at conferences anyway, you know, keeping an eye out for those people. And that's, so that's part of what I want to solve overall.
And the other part of it that you started talking about is the accountability of, you know, we're all accountable to our business partners or
our franchisees,
right?
Yeah.
Or our family or someone like that. But, you know, if you're the CEO of a franchise system and you're accountable to the franchisees and maybe you've got some investors or somebody like that, but you also don't have somebody who gets it, right? Who can say, how are you doing with that marketing problem you were having last week, or did you take care of that HR issue, or are you still struggling with that this week? You know, let's talk a little bit more about how your group helps each other with that sort of accountability area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it's again sort of stemmed from you go to a conference, and you know, conferences are fantastic, and they're a springboard. Shout out to Springboard for that. Yeah. But they're like a springboard. But when you get that information or that inspiration to take certain action steps because you heard it on a panel or whatever, you know, but then you're all fired up and then you get home. Everyone's probably heard this before, right? You get home and you start to get back into the grind and the you know, you get into the day to day and the excitement fades, or you just literally gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
And so my Play Bigger performance groups, I don't even know if I said the name of them. So that's what they're called.
Okay.
The Play Bigger performance groups I'm creating to solve that problem of not having that. So and maybe we should in a minute here get into what they actually are, but the idea is that you'll have accountability to any new learnings, whether it's from the group itself or at a conference. So do you want me to explain what's a little bit about what they're all about?
Let's dive into those groups.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're bi-weekly 90-minute sessions, and it's with just four, I'm going to have a maximum of four people. I've got a pilot group going right now, and it's been fantastic. It's my kind of core group of clients. I just said, hey guys, let's do this. And they all love it. We meet and we, you know, they've gotten to know each other, and it's the bonding has been incredible. But so 90-minute sessions bi-weekly on Zoom, of course. And yes, I was already on Zoom pre-COVID. This was the plan. So sorry if you're getting sick of being on Zoom, but that's the way we're doing it. And so we basically, you know, we have accountability to action steps. We have solution time where like bring your problem to the group. And it's just been, you know, what's been one of the coolest things is that it hasn't been, the value doesn't necessarily come from pairing people up that are at the same stage. I've got someone in the group who doesn't even have a franchise yet, but he's close. Mm-hmm. And he is giving his ideas, and the people with the 20 locations are going, oh, that's actually a really good idea. Like, it's just a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
And I think it comes down to aligning on core values and aligning on mindset and desired outcomes more than anything. And so when I learned that, I'm sort of going down a bit of a rabbit hole here, but I think it'll be relevant. When I learned that in the group, or saw that in the group, I reached out to various established franchisors that, you know, have been around for a while in franchising, or just have that that credibility, and Paul Pickett being one of them, Renee Israel, Susan Beth, Marianne O'Connell, credible people saying it's, and Rebecca Monet, which I'll talk about in a minute, saying it's more about aligning on values and desired outcomes than it is on stage, like that they're at.
Yeah, I like that a lot, because I think too often in some of the more organized events and things we go to, you know, they're all kind of lumped in as emerging or re-emerging or legacy or something like that. And it's like, I like the idea of aligning a group that has core values that are similar, but maybe they're at different stages. Because if everybody in your group has exactly 100 franchisees, you're probably all going through the same issues and challenges, and that's great. But maybe it would be good to have someone in there who has 300 franchisees and who could lead the group through a few things, or maybe somebody who's got 2 franchisees and like you said, they come in with a very fresh perspective on something. So I like that idea of core values being similar, but also a little bit of diversity in where people are with their business, and also types of businesses, right? Like you're not mm-hmm. just restaurants or just home services or something.
Oh
like
yeah.
That.
We're going to do everything from cat hotels to, to VR arcades, to Spanish daycares, you name it.
Spanish daycares and cat hotels. I know yep. who your customers are, Angela.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit more about the makeup of the group. You mentioned you only want to have about 4 people in the group. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Okay. So just, it's all about intimacy, getting to know each other, you know, getting to know each other's businesses. Just on a side note, there's also, you know, some other things included, like, resources of mine as they're needed, a group chat. The group chat is one of my favorite things. So I've got this group chat with the pilot group right now, and it's just a simple text chat, believe it or not, because people just kind of, it's their go-to thing. And the things that they share with each other in that group chat, everything from, you know, exciting wins, to kind of interesting challenges, to like crazy personal stuff. It's the bonding from, I think the group chat is probably the big golden nugget here, that people really get a ton of value out of, and that real time support they're getting from it. They, you know, they'll text each other on a Wednesday night at, you know, 7 PM and I'm in there too. So I can chime in as well if I see anything that I can, you know, add on top of their responses to each other. But it, you know, it's that real time, I'm struggling right now. And
yeah,
guys, talk me off the ledge, you know, and oh my gosh, you should just see them rally. And then the funny gifts that go around, and the funny, you know, everything, the TikTok videos, whatever needs to go around in there, but it's everything from actual like productivity to relationship building and bonding. So yeah, I think that, you know, that's really the things that set this apart from other groups that I see out there. I want to provide something different. And that's one of them, the intimacy of the group, and the opportunity because of that, and because of the group chat, to provide that real deep trust.
Perfect. I know we've got to wrap here in just a minute, but is there anything else that you wanted to share about the groups? Because what I'd love to do is come back and chat with you again in a couple of months after the groups have been up and running, and get a little bit of an update. But is there anything else you wanted to share, including if any of our listeners are franchisors and they would like to get involved? How could that happen?
For sure. Thank you. I got a shout out to Rebecca Monet, because when I started thinking about how are we going to ensure that we are matching people up to the best of our ability, well, guess who came to mind?
Right.
Rebecca Monet's Oracle profile.
Down like, to wait a science, minute. Actually. Yes.
Yeah. Let's use some science here. So it's actually going to be curated by having people will fill out the profile, and then we'll use that, and we're going to get Rebecca involved, and there'll be an interview process. So, well, people might see that as, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of work. But just think, it'll maximize the outcome and the value because we're going to do our best to really, really try to optimize the matching for the group. So I'm really excited about that. And
that's,
I think
cool.
It's so exciting that Rebecca's got on board for that. So that's probably the key differentiator for this group versus what other people are doing, is that we're really focused on getting the right people together and really building that relationship and trust. So that's kind of the thing I want people to really understand that we're working on and really wanting to provide value with this. So if people are interested in this, what we're going to do is open up to an application process on July 13th, the week of July 13th to 17th.
Okay.
And so keep your eyes out. It'll be on my website at angelacote.com/playbigger. I'm actually about, by the way, Jack, I'm about to launch a brand new website. So if people go there now, they won't see it yet. Depending on when this podcast is actually out, but you'll see all new branding. You've probably already seen it on social media, but the actual website hasn't been done, and it's very close. So they can go to my website. You can go in advance. Once it's launched, you'll see the countdown, but we'll begin that application process and start pairing people up to play bigger.
Very cool. And we will have links to that space and keep everybody up to speed here on the podcast as well. A quick note before we go, I've had a lot of people ask me recently about these comeback of a lifetime graphics that we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm using an app called Photify to create these images right from my phone. I can drop in a Social Geek Radio logo, have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And my marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for all of you marketing pros at Franchise Systems, if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make great, unique local posts, but you still control the brand, this is the way to do it. Right now, Photify is offering the small business package free for 6 months. Check it out at photify.pro. Angela, thanks so much.
I got to say, that's very cool. I was wondering how you were doing that, Jack. So
you got to check it out. Absolutely. Go to photify.pro. Tell them I sent you. And it's a really cool app that has like a million images that you can use for free as well. So check that out. And you know what? Maybe we'll send out some images talking about your upcoming groups and things like that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Let's do that. Now, if anybody's wondering, and I was wondering what you were going to say there, I thought you were going to say, if anybody's wondering if Angela is still wearing her pleather while in quarantine, the answer is yes.
Pleather sometimes. In quarantine. And also the new colors of your website, I've seen a little sneak peek, and lots of red and white. So I got to say,
oh, Canada.
Personal brand. You are right on the money, lady. All right. Very good. We will talk to you soon. Have a great week, and let us know how the new groups are going.
Sounds good. Go be awesome.
Thank you very much for that. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020 Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.